There you are, faggot.
I bet you've been thinking dirty, queer thoughts for quite some time, haven't you? But you thought your cock-sucking days were through before you met me. You thought that you had developed serious self-control. You tell yourself you're just not going to think about sucking those hot, silky boners anymore. You're over it. You've embraced the straight life, and now you can come really fast without even a vision of a cock dancing through your head. But we both know that really is not the truth. We both know that you're just absolutely treading water in your masturbation. You're just in denial, aren't you? And then you start to talk to me, and soon I have you confessing all of your kinkiest fantasies, and it all starts to come washing back over you again. The cock craving, the cum swallowing craving. That feeling afterwards that you have been face fucked and you like it. All of that comes back with a vengeance. With an absolute vengeance. It just seats itself right there in your balls. And that's where my work on you begins. It's when that queer jag, that fag jag, just really gets to you. Just like now. Just like now, as you're stroking your cock, you start to have your mind wander off. It wanders off to cocksucking, and you just think to yourself, oh, I'm just saving time in my masturbation sessions, right? Because this will get me off really quickly, and I can go to bed. I can just simply go to sleep. But you know, that's not how it's going to work anymore. Because when I tell you that I don't believe you, and I'm going to make you bring me the evidence of your queerness, that starts to get your mind wandering on that challenge, doesn't it? It makes you start to think about doing it again. And once you start to think about doing it again, you remember where that glory hole really is. You remember what neighborhood you used to go into when you were having those sessions with other men. And that's when you get dressed. You go in and you get some of your girlfriend or your wife's panties and you pull them on and maybe even get a bra and then you put your boy clothes over it so that way nobody knows while you're driving up to the adult bookstore. But let's face it, once you're in the parking lot, everybody knows what you're there for. You're not there to rent the latest porn video, which you can get millions of porn videos online. Every car in that parking lot is there for one thing. Queer sex. Faggot sex. And you're there for exactly the same reasons. And now we're going to get you hyped up. You're not just going to be a fag with a jag problem. You're going to be the glory hole queen this time. You're going to go in there and work down every erection that offers itself to you. You're going to completely lose it and become a faggot slut. That's what's going to happen to you this time. This time you've been holding all those emotions in, all those cravings you've been putting off. And it's all going to come up to the surface in one huge thrust. And that thrust is going to give you a massive erection. And you realize, of course, that I'm going to use that erection against you. Your erection is going to be used to turn you into an erection-seeking device. That's right. You've been implanted with an erection-seeking device. On your way to the glory hole. And once you arrive, your little gaydar is going to pop up like a third horn out of your forehead. And it's going to tell you where the erections are located. You won't be able to see anything except erections. You will be an erection-seeking device. And that is how I'm going to turn you into the ultimate glory hole queen. Because once you have worked down one erection, you're not even going to see it anymore. Isn't that genius? The only thing that you're going to be able to see are more erections in the room. And as you work down those erections one after another, each of them will disappear just like you've blown out a candle. But look at all the other candles in the room. It excites you so much. You love being a mindless faggot, don't you? Isn't it wonderful just to be able to go out and get into a cocksucking frenzy and forget the world? Well, that's what you're going to be as a cock-seeking device, as an erection-seeking device, because when the cock is erect, that's what triggers you. A cock alone is not that interesting to you, but once he gets hard, once he's sexually interested in you, that changes the whole game. The game changer is the erection, and you are an erection-seeking device. Now, I'm sure all of this has absolutely excited you, but we must complete the glory hole queen look before you leave the house. How are we going to do that? Well, we're just going to have to grab some of that makeup that your wife or your girlfriend left on the bathroom counter for you. Yes, you're going to grab a little eyeliner and eyeshadow, a little blush, a little lipstick, and whenever you get inside the store, you're going to go to the glory hole queen room, the ladies' room, the boys' room, the only bathroom in the place, and you're going to put on your makeup. And maybe you'll get lucky in there, but once you come out with that flaming red lipstick on your lips, I think everybody's going to know what a hole that is. Let's face it, a man dressed up in a bra, panties, and makeup is just a gay billboard for sex. And that's what's going to make you the ultimate glory hole queen, is because you're going to be a billboard of an available fuckhole. That's your destiny. And now I've helped you complete the look. Make sure that you get the makeup before you leave the house, because you're not going to stop off and buy your own now, are you? And once you get there, you're going to complete your look, and then you're going to go out trolling. And oh my God, you are so going to fucking score some cock. I can tell you're excited. Now go and get ready, because tonight is your night.